Doctors tend to be very smart-driven people. But medical knowledge and technology change so quickly that doctors are easily overwhelmed by the sheer volume of stuff they're supposed to know, which is why medical errors have become such a concern. That's where Watson, the IBM supercomputer that beat the best human Jeopardy players at their own game, could help. Here's how it would work. As we speak, Watson is being fed millions of medical textbooks and journal articles. It's even downloading medical blogs and medical records. Soon, Watson's memory banks will be crammed full of countless gigabytes of medical knowledge, more than any one doctor could ever keep straight. All that concentrated knowledge could be used to improve diagnosis and treatment. Say a doctor is treating a patient whose symptoms don't immediately make sense. On her iPad or some other device, the doc wirelessly informs Watson. Watson then checks the symptoms against the patient's medical history and instantly sifts through troves of previous cases and studies to come up with a logical diagnosis and possible treatments. To be clear, Watson's handlers are not saying or hoping that the supercomputer will replace doctors. Watson is basically a massive number cruncher. It can't develop a relationship with patients and consider their desires and fears. But Watson could help doctors more easily make use of the mountains of facts that inform every medical decision, instead of being crushed under their weight. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.